broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman, Kirk Cosby, live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for May the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2017. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're also convinced the checks and balances wisely put in place by the founders are absolutely brilliant and the solution to the problems we face in America. We reject revolution. Go study history. It doesn't turn out very well most of the time. But we embrace the peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. And we ask all Americans to please get involved in our sacred, holy cause of liberty. Right now, by the way, it is a freedom loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time for Friday. I've quickly first got yesterday's recap available at libertyroundtable.com, live and on demand radio at your fingertips. Check out the incredible podcasts and the many, many, many ways people can listen live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com, libertynewsradio.com, and on your Roku player. Look for the special interest channel Liberty News Radio. We're also available on iTunes. And I mean, the list just goes on and on. Tune in. You can dial the unlimited listen line, 712-432-5339. You can just dial in and turn any phone into a radio. I mean, it's tremendous the amount of ways people can listen to Liberty Roundtable and, frankly, the Liberty News Radio Network. So there you have that. Now, the recap starts now, brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. Please do business with the good guys today, 877-817-9829 or thepowermall.com. Also brought to you in part by your scientifically backed free vigor test. If you want more energy in your day, get a hold of Kurt to learn more. With natural health and healing solutions, you can improve your energy levels, also called a vigor score. Take the test, use the natural health and healing solutions, then take the test again and watch your progress. Chart the energy improvements, if you will. The tests are free. To learn more, Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com, 801-669-2211. All right, we had our guest on, Mr. Kevin Blake. He's the communications director for the CSPOA in Florida and across the country. And we talked about even James Comey. That was the FBI chief that just got fired. Even he says that Donald Trump can fire the FBI director for any reason he wants to. So even the FBI director's fine with it. Wrote a letter to his colleagues in the FBI saying, let it go. I'm gone. It's sad. But you know what? Donald has that right, and I'm not going to challenge it and move on. So it's time for the Democrats to get a clue, listen to James Comey, and do the same. Matt Drudge says, big danger. Small leaks sink ships. Yes, indeed. What's he talking about? He's talking about the Trump advisors leaking to the media. They're now deliberately sabotaging Donald Trump's presidency. Major house cleaning needed for survival, Trump writes. Boy, is he spot on. Michael Savage coming out with his broadcast saying, hey, how do we save the presidency for Donald Trump? Callers dialing in, all kinds of people. I have said this over and over. Donald, you have got to drain the swamp and replace. Even if Americans are hired that aren't knowledgeable about government, even if they're outsiders and they don't have a clue how to run government, what you've got to have is honest people. Look, you can teach skill set. You can't teach character. All right? Listen carefully to what I'm saying to you people. You cannot teach character. Either you've got character, honesty, integrity, morality, transparency, work ethic, culture. You can find people with that, and you can teach them a skill set. You can teach them how to run the proper role of limited government. What you can't do is hire somebody with an incredible skill set with no character and expect to do well. Donald, you are one of the premier businessmen negotiators. If anybody knows this, it's you. So start with that premise, drain the swamp, fire not only James Comey, but thousands of government officials. Most of them you don't even need to rehire back. You can just get rid of the unconstitutional government agencies. But I'm telling you, Michael Savage is right. Matt Drudge is right. Alex Jones is right. We're right telling you that if Donald Trump does not drain the swamp and get rid of the enemies, the betrayers from inside his administration, they will indeed undermine his administration and take him down. He's got to drain the swamp, prevent the intentional sabotage of his presidency. He's got to do this. His very survival is at stake. We covered that in detail with Kevin Blake, CSPOA. All right, second hour, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We talked about Harvard University literally is going to hold a black-only graduation, libertynewsdaily.com with that piece. You're kidding me, right? They're literally holding a black-only graduation? Yes, they are. Segregation at Harvard. They're racist over there, folks. Where's the mainstream press to call them racist like they pretend we're racist? Believe it or not, Harvard publicly acknowledges its historical ties to slavery, writes Bloomberg. So not only did Harvard have historical ties to slavery, but right this very second, they're having a black-only graduation. Just imagine if we had a white-only graduation. By the way, I'm fine if whites and blacks have separate or together graduations. Don't care which. I think people should be free to choose. If you want to go to a black-only graduation and you're black, then go. If you want to have a whites-only graduation, then go. If you want to have normal graduations for Americans, which is what I support, by all means. But I don't think we should shut down anybody for their beliefs or their desire to promote their own culture, their own heritage, their own history. There's nothing wrong with that. We should be allowed to do that in America. Now, I wouldn't fund a black-only graduation or participate in one because I personally don't believe in it, nor would I a white one. Now you just say, Sam, well, that's kind of crazy. You say that people should be able to do that, but you wouldn't participate. That's right. I'm free to choose as I will, too, and I don't choose to divide. I choose to reward successful Americans and reject those who aren't successful. And what I mean by that is those who work hard and graduate should be celebrated. Those who don't make the graduation, don't make the cut, I'm sorry. Workers then took down a statue of Jefferson Davis in New Orleans early Thursday morning, 152 years and a day after the Confederate president was captured by Union forces. So that's an interesting debate because right now Harvard can promote their racist black-only graduation. Bloomberg can document the tie of racism and slavery to Harvard from the past. And they're going to promote Harvard with taxpayer dollars, but they're going to take down the statue of Jefferson Davis? What on earth is going on around here, folks? The answer is historical revisionists have an agenda. That's to destroy European ancestry, historical reality. And their real end game, ladies and gentlemen, in my humble opinion, is to attack Christianity. They can't stand that we're God-fearing Americans that believe in God, family, and country. They can't stand that God's above government and the whole goal is to protect life, liberty, and property. They can't accept this idea that God's at the helm and he gave us unalienable rights and that government should be restricted, that power should be divided to make sure that government never gets out of control. We should chain down bureaucrats and professional do-gooders with the Constitution, the supreme law. They just can't stand that reality, folks. So their real endgame is to attack Christians. By the way, Ann Coulter wrote a column that we finished up yesterday's broadcast discussing to say, stop raping me in English, press one. Now is what she wrote. Ann Coulter, very controversial column, very, I don't know what you say, difficult language to deal with in Ann's column. She talks about some of these women, this 14-year-old girl that got raped by illegal aliens. No one's talking about it. But the college girl that's known as Mattress Girl running around in college involved sexually with all kinds of people and promoting a slut agenda, if you will, she's celebrated. And the difference Ann Coulter highlights, one's criminal activity, statutory rape of a minor by illegals. And the other one is a woman who claims rape with no allegations, and it just goes on. Anyway, the details, the graphic discussions of what some of these women are saying and doing and calling for are pretty brutal. So only read Ann's column if you can handle it. But all I'm telling you is that it's very, very hostile what's going on in America today. And again, it all comes down to this agenda. Okay. Anytime you can protect and promote illegality, then they want to do that. Anytime they can, create a perverted sex situation, they love it. Anytime they can attack men with this feminazi agenda, they love it. Anytime you stand up for traditional Christian values, though, and the moral compass that Americans have known for several hundred years, and for the thousands of years historical relevance of God's law regarding sexual relationships and male-female gender differences, male and female created to them, the more you stand with God's law, the more they reject you and act like you're a bigot and a hater. They lie. It's fake news, folks. Anyway, Ann calls them on the carpet, and good for her. The archived broadcast, if you want to check out yesterday's broadcast, available at LibertyRoundtable.com and on your Roku player, and syndicated through so many sources I can't even explain them all. Quick pause, back with live news in seconds.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
And news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir, and welcome back. All right, we'll have to get Kirk back there. He's missing in action. All right, well, by the way, if you want to chime into the broadcast, 866-986-NEWS gets that done anytime. It's toll-free, 866-986-6397. You know, we don't bring out our phone number that much because, you know, sometimes people call in, other times people don't. Sometimes people are listening on demand later. They call at the wrong times. Sometimes they call and they want to talk about a subject we're not discussing. And if we have a guest, that makes it very awkward. So a lot of times we don't take call-ins. But you know what? They're welcome. And we do want to hear from the listener. And there are reasons and things that people bring up that are important to be aware of. So 866-986-6397 or 866-986-NEWS. By the way, that number's at libertyroundtable.com. And anyway, check out our new website. Let me know what you think of it. I'd be interested. All right, you with me, Kurt?
We are here.
All right, we tried to go to you. You're missing in action.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You're very welcome. I tried to welcome you back, and you weren't even there.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I got
bad.
Disabled during the break. I was hit with a, well, anyway, it's a long story, but I'm
all right. Well, there you go.
Late.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you know who Jack Dorsey is, Kurt?
I was going to say,
you know this guy.
Famous football player
nope.
guy. Dorsey.
Well, the second I tell you, you'll remember. You'll be like, oh, yeah, that's
there
right.
There was a Tommy Dorsey.
No, that's an athlete, Kurt. This is Jack Dorsey, the CEO of Twitter.
Jack Dorsey. Oh, okay.
See, yeah, I knew the Twitter second man. You know you heard it, you'd be like, oh, yeah, I know.
As soon
that.
As you'd tell me who it was, then I'd know.
Well, it's
sure.
the kind of thing where oftentimes I see something in the news and I know of a name and it sounds so familiar and I kind of know, but I can't place it. And then when someone says something, I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Anyway, I bring that up because Jack Dorsey's in the news and the liberals are going berserk, Kurt.
What did he do?
They don't know what to do with old Jack. Jack has Jack this Dorsey. Idea, Kurt. Uh-huh. Jack Dorsey has revealed why he doesn't plan on banning President Donald Trump from the microblogging service anytime soon.
I mean, it's like trying to ban your best customer, right?
Yeah, it would just be absolutely stupidity, number one.
Yeah, crazy.
Number two, though, they say why they haven't, you know, why Twitter hasn't banned Donald Trump despite repeated calls from his detractors to do so. So everybody that hates Donald says, ban him, Jack Dorsey, ban him, Twitter. And, well, Jack won't do it. And Jack explains or reveals why, Kurt. And I really want to give Jack Dorsey some credit here and talk about Twitter for a second and really commend them. Now, here's what he did.
So they're kind of like freedom of speech.
You know, kind of like, totally.
It's almost like, you know. That.
So Jack Dorsey appeared on the NBC show, Kurt.
NBC.
NBC's Today show. So Jack Dorsey was on there, and they asked him this because, of course, they want to shut down the Donald's tweet feed and all that, or Twitter feed. And so Jack responds on the NBC Today show.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know what he said? He said, I think it's important to hear directly from our leadership. Now, can you imagine a guy saying something like that?
Maybe he hasn't heard of how the... the media will translate what we're supposed to be told.
Jack
doesn't believe that garbage.
Know?
I mean, what a crazy guy.
I think Jack's spot on.
Spot he's in? Yes, he is, isn't he?
He said it's also critical to hold leaders accountable for their actions, Kurt.
Whoa, there he goes again.
He said conversations should be held out in the open rather than behind closed doors.
Whoa.
If
like
we were all,
he's for transparency?
Well, it sounds like it. He says if we were all to suddenly take these platforms away, where does it go? What happens? Everything ends up being in the dark and behind closed doors, and I don't think that's good for anyone.
Wow.
Now, Jack, for at least a second, just became my best friend, Kurt.
Yeah.
Not because I agree with Jack on everything, not because I even know him personally, but because he's spot on this one, Kurt. Again, I don't have favorites and enemies and all this kind of stuff. I don't attack individuals or praise individuals per se, except for when it relates to issues and principle. Yeah. Okay, that Jack Dorsey's right on this one, and I'm going to give him credit for being right, Kurt. So all the liberals are just going berserk. You got to shut down Donald. He's crazy with his tweets. He's offensive. He's hostile. And Jack comes back and says, hey, man, I believe it's really important to hear directly from our leadership. It's also important to hold people accountable. If we shut them down over these platforms, they'll just take it into the dark. And I don't think that's good for anybody. Let's have transparency here. Wow. No wonder the new media is taking center stage, Kurt.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, imagine these are the same people that, for example, if when I was growing up, there was some less than savory magazine or book or whatever, and your town decided not to have it in the library or something, then they'd say, man, you're just censoring people, you're burning books or
well
something.
And that's
like
what's
that.
Fascinating about these liberals is they're not tolerant. Now if Donald was saying things they like and attacking their enemies, then they'd be all for it, but when he attacks them, they just freak, and so he's got a big battle going on with all kinds of people in the news right now. Donald Trump loves the juggling of battles with celebrities. He gets credit for promoting their shows and ratings, and so Stephen, what's that guy's name, Colbert, or whatever, no. What's that, night?
That's right, Stephen Colbert, C-O-L-B-E-R-T.
Yeah, I know that's his name, but I don't know if that's the guy. It's Stephen somebody that Donald's battling with right now. I'm going to have to look this up.
I can't really keep track of which battle he's got,
That's the point. Anyway, the reason I bring it up, though, is because you know, you kind of wonder how much of it is really genuine criticism of one another versus how much of it is almost a planned attack of each other to create ratings. Anyway.
You kind of wonder?
Well, do you think for sure that it's just a, between these liberals and conservatives, it's just a battle for positive to grab ratings and attention?
Well, it sure has that effect. I just don't know, you know, who's doing what, but it seems like, you know, when these guys do the things they do and they get those results, it's pretty evident.
Anyway, it's one of the late night talk show hosts, Stephen, I can't remember, I think it's Colbert, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Anyway, all I'm telling you is Donald's having a battle with that guy, a battle with Oprah, a battle with this, a battle with that, a battle with Feinstein, a battle, and all these are in the news. And so all the liberals are just calling for blood, going, you got to stop Donald. He's crazy. He's schizophrenic. He stays up in the middle of the night a manic depressant or whatever, a bipolar person. And he, you know, we got to question his stability. He's just crazy. He goes off on a tweet bender and attacks everybody. And you got to shut his Twitter account down there, Jack Dorsey. And Jack says, no, not going to do it. I believe it's important to have dialogue. It's important to let people say what they want. Free speech is important. It's important to hear directly from my leaders. And, you know, we need to hold people accountable, and, you know, letting them say what they want to say is a great accountability tool. And we can't let this go into the dark. If we do, it's disaster. And so, you know, and man, the liberals just don't know what to do with Jack, Kurt. And a lot of people are going to say, let's defund Twitter now. They're going to create an attack on Twitter and try to attack their financial wherewithal. And I say we ought to back and, pardon the phrase, endorsey Twitter. Maybe we ought to do that, Kurt. I'm joking because his name is Jack Dorsey.
Well, yeah, Dorsey. Yeah, good
I'm
point.
Just saying we ought to endorsey Twitter over this, because all I'm telling you is that's what we need more of, not less, mainstream press. Don't you get it yet? Don't you get why you're being rendered irrelevant and why the new media is taking center stage? It's this very battle that's at the core of the rejection of the mainstream press and the embracing of new media taking center stage, Kurt. This is the key. This is the critical pivot point that they just don't get. On this NBC Today show, they had a battle over this with Jack Dorsey. And in my opinion, he's spot on.
Well, I think they really get it. They really get that the fact that if they let this thing go, they basically lose all their influence. And I think they're just struggling and trying to grab last little straws, doing all they can to... I guess you could say be the new media, but they can't. I mean, it reminds me of the Walmart
the marketplace
versus...
of great ideas and see if they could be successful by telling the tale in a way that Americans want to hear.
You know, it reminds me of the whole Walmart versus Amazon thing. You've got Walmart just buying things like crazy, you know, Jet.com and all these other deals to hopefully be like Amazon. And yet at the same time, they keep putting up these massive buildings that, well, they're passe.
Amen to that. By the way, that's a topic we'll discuss in just seconds. Got a whole lot more news the networks refuse to use straight ahead on Liberty Roundtable Live.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With Liberty News this hour, I'm Dennis Daly. The situation in the socialist nation of Venezuela continues to deteriorate rapidly, and now they say people are starving to death. Citizens there have taken to the streets by the thousands to protest the actions of the government. They're calling for change. Some have been killed. Activists are now expressing increasing concern that many of those arrested are being placed in military prisons, tried by military tribunals, where they don't have access to regular attorneys, and they are being charged with inciting rebellion and could face 30 years. While tensions with North Korea continue to rise, China may be fanning the flames of tension in the region by deploying sophisticated missiles in the South China Sea. Now, these missiles are specifically designed to hit warships and could hit American naval vessels. U.S. intelligence has confirmed that images show the land-based missiles are deployed at a naval base on an island that is part of a contested group of islands south of China near Vietnam. According to similar reports by Israeli intelligence, the missiles are fully deployed and ready to be fired. You're listening to LibertyNewsDaily.com.
For commentary and insights on a troubled world delivered to your inbox weekly, think Joel Skousen's weekly Internet News Analysis Service. Subscribe today to this one-of-a-kind news source, WorldAffairsBrief.com. We the people do hereby request the immediate assistance of President Trump, Congress, media outlets, and freedom organizations to defend all innocent Americans. There is no liberty with innocence in prison. Please sign our petition, thefreedomcoalition.com.
With Liberty News, I'm Dennis Daly.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Yes, you are, my fellow Americans. And Liberty Roundtable Live is brought to you in part by GiveMeLibertyFund.com. When you want a win-win-win situation for patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also by Joel Skousen's World Affairs Brief, commentary and insights into a troubled world delivered newsletter style via email to your inbox every Friday. By the way, it comes out today. Anyway, worldaffairsbrief.com to learn more. It's available in text and PDF and email, and you can even listen to it. They've got an audio version, so you can listen to it while you're driving in your car. It's just tremendous. worldaffairsbrief.com. All right, Kurt, I guess President Donald Trump is not joking about this vote fraud scenario. Now, the battle happened. It's kind of strange how these liberals work, in my opinion, loonies on the left. You know, Donald said, well, if there's vote fraud, I might not accept the elections. And they said, oh, my gosh, you're crazy. There's no vote fraud. And then Barack lost because he said there was vote fraud, even though at the same time he's saying there's no vote fraud. In other words, I've got sound clips of Barack saying both. And then, you know, Clinton lost because she said, oh, my gosh, there was vote fraud. It's like, what? I thought you guys said there wasn't any vote fraud. But even Clinton thinks there's vote fraud now. Russians tampering with the elections, etc. Well, Donald wants to get to the bottom of it and expose this stuff. And so he signed an executive order, Kurt. President Trump signed an executive order on Thursday launching a commission to review voter fraud and what's called voter suppression. The White House said the president's advisory commission on election integrity would examine allegations of improper voting and fraudulent voter registration. Looks like Mike Pence will be the one to kind of lead this panel. He'll chair the panel. And Kansas Secretary of State Chris Kobach, I think it is, will be the one to be involved in the
K-O-B-A-C-H,
well.
Bach, you know, the guy, Kobach. The music guy. Interesting.
Except this is with a Ko on the start.
Yeah.
And I don't know if it's Kobach or Kobach, but anyway, probably
good
Kobach.
Point.
Anyway, or Kobach, like kaboom, you know, the election fraud blowing everything up. I don't know.
Bang.
All I'm telling you is the Donald's looking into it. The liberals are saying, look, there's no evidence of vote fraud. You're crazy. you know, there's no evidence, and liberals and congressmen and senators and so-called experts are all running around saying there's no vote fraud. But what's fascinating is at the end of the article, they say, there's not very much vote fraud. It's just like, what? I thought you guys just got done telling me there's none. And now you're like, well, there's not very much. Okay, how much is very much? You know? Mm-hmm. And how do you define vote fraud, Kurt? I mean, let's say that somebody's registered in state A, they move to state B and register and vote twice. Is that vote fraud? Not if you're voting for their guy, Kurt.
Yeah, if you're on the right side of the issue.
Well, wait a minute. You can't say right side if they're on the left side of the issue.
Yeah, yeah, good point.
Now, anyway, all I'm saying is, so Donald's right. We need to look into this. And while they're saying there's no vote fraud, there's a whistleblower coming out reporting in WorldNet Daily and other places saying there's vote fraud. I got the Peter and I can prove it. Mm-hmm. So, see, you got fake news coming out by somebody here, folks.
Yep.
Who is it? Well, why don't we let the Donald Trump Commission and Mike Pence and crew dig into it and find out, huh?
The liberals would be for this, too. Doing the digging.
What? We don't want people doing the digging.
Like, they'd be for, like, Maxine Waters and her crowd doing the digging, you know? I mean, or Schumer, you know? I mean,
yeah, good point. They called the panel a sham, Kurt, the Democrats.
Yeah, that's right. If they were doing it, it would be wonderful.
Anyway, there you have it. I thought that was fascinating. And I think good for the Donald and good for Mike Pence and good for the commission and good for the executive order to look into this stuff. I think that's what the president should be doing. And maybe we ought to do that with the IRS, too. Maybe we ought to get an IRS fraud commission going on, Donald.
Wow.
Well, I'm just saying.
Yeah,
commission happened.
You know, part of this. Yeah, exactly. I guess Mike Pence said this in a statement about it. He said this action by President Trump fulfills another promise made to the American people. Quote, we can't take for granted the integrity of the vote. End quote.
Amen on all counts, Kurt.
Yeah.
Again, I concur with this.
Imagine that.
Now, for the liberals out there, why, if there's no vote fraud, what are you afraid of? And I'll tell you the answer. They're afraid that they might actually start restricting voter rolls, Kurt. And it might affect illegals. Illegals may not be able to vote, Kurt.
Well, or people that, yeah, that's right. They can just, at least on this commission, by the way, Sam, there's, as far as I can tell, there's one guy with an R, or one lady with an R behind her name, and one with a D. Then another one with a D, and
so that means it's nonpartisan.
So I think that's like, that's like two of each, right?
I never understood bipartisan, right?
But it
nonpartisan
says,
means that both of what's bipartisan, one, Kurt?
Two, three. Oh wait. Well, anyway, yeah. Well,
what does bipartisan mean, Kurt?
Well, that means two parties, I think. You know, and then.
But I got a question. If you have a bipartisan support for something, does that mean that it's fraudulent because you're leaving out all the other parties, the other groups? Kurt?
Well, I think so, you know.
Would bipartisan be akin to racism, Kurt? I'm just kind of wondering.
Well, you know, in parties, it's okay in America to have.
Wait a minute. Whatever, what if I want the Constitution Party and the Libertarian Party, the bipartisan, you know, group to get together and go ahead and do something there now? Can I do that?
Yeah. Oh, no.
No, that's the wrong bipartisan. That would be those. That would be a bunch of white extreme bigots, probably.
Yeah, that's right.
So I find bipartisan the very term offensive, personally, Kurt.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what that means. For example, let me ask you another question. Let's say you have let's say Paul Ryan and Mitch McConnell, and then say Rand Paul and Justin Amash or Thomas Massie agree on something. Is that bipartisan? Well, you got two different kind of Republican parties battling it out right now. Who's the real Republic? Will the real Slim Shady please stand up kind of an idea, right? I mean, and you wisely bring this up, Kurt. What is a Republican? And so if these two are agreeing on something, let's say, you know, Rand Paul and Mitch McConnell, they're both from Kentucky. They're both, quote, from the same party, but they're as different as you can get. Is that bipartisan?
Yeah, great point.
No, I was just kind of wondering there now. Anyway, maybe I'm clueless. Maybe that's the problem. I just don't get it. But that's why I'm not an insider. I just don't get it. I just don't make sense out of Washington ever. All right, there's another story you'll find interesting, Kurt. President Trump. Well, let's say this. Donald Trump says, well, let me say this over. Democrats say Donald Trump must meet demands or face Senate shutdown. Did you see this?
No.
So, you got the wackos on the left, the Democrats. Who do you think is the most extreme of them all? Who's the leader of the Democratic Party there now?
Senate. Let's see. Pelosi. Oh, Senate. Schumer.
Okay, so good. Chucky says, literally, Schumer. We're going to just shut this thing down, the Senate down, so Democrats continue their efforts to slow down business in the Senate in order to pressure the Trump Justice Department to, you know, put an investigator together to look into the Donald Russia ties. Mm-hmm. And your favorite guy, Chucky Schumer, is, well, he's battling for this. Mm-hmm. They want him to give in to other demands, too. Anyway, so the bottom line, though, is, Kurt, I got this novel idea. You ready?
Yeah.
What if Donald just smiles and says, Chucky, baby, we finally agree, my friend. You've just shut down the Senate, and I'm so delighted. I couldn't ask for more in terms of paralyzed government. Now you guys can't increase any regulations. You will not fund any unconstitutional government anymore. I've already got permission to carry on and fund essential government services. We don't need you. Go home, Chucky. Chuck, go home, my friend. You promised to shut down the Senate, and I invite you to get it done yesterday. Kurt, they got $400,000 about, or what is it, $300,000 per senator, plus all the different perks and everything else, times 100 senators. I mean, you'd save, what's $300,000 a year times 100 senators, Kurt?
That's almost Washington kind of money.
Not quite. But yeah. Really, why doesn't Donald just take him up on it and shut down the Senate, Kurt? I know he wouldn't get other things passed, but the House could still vote and fund things. The House could vote for something and pass, like the repeal of Obamacare. Donald Trump could say, I've even signed it. Senate, I know you're shut down, but if you decide to come to work and, you know, defend America again for a change, then, you know, we'll do it. And by the way, if the Senate shuts down, I would submit that Donald should have somebody fire all the senators. What do you think, Kurt? If they're shut down and they're not willing to come to work, didn't they kind of fire themselves? Isn't it like a strike? The senators shut
they
down.
Pretty
they
pretty much
on strike?
Don't work anyway. I
know,
mean,
but
you know, what,
Kurt,
is it, one day
they
a
say
month
the government,
like
the
that.
President has power if, like, baseball goes on strike to force them to go back to work. So let Chucky shut down the Senate and let Donald.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you about it. Hold on. This is Liberty Roundtable Live, Chuck. Baby. Come on.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, so follow my logic on this, ladies and gentlemen. I'm a strategic thinker, to say the least. Listen carefully to me. So if there's an emergency in employment, now I don't agree with this, but it happens all the time, okay? Let's say baseball or football or the airlines or somebody goes on strike and it's like a national emergency. Historically, the president steps in and goes, hey, we're going to force you guys to go back to work. We're going to force you guys to sit down and hammer out an agreement. Right, Kurt? Does this happen in, like, baseball? I mean, if you don't have baseball, the whole world could melt down if you couldn't eat a Dodger dog or something like that, or a Fenway dog. And so the president could demand somebody go back to work, right? Now, I'm not saying I constitutionally agree with this. I'm just telling you that they do it all the time, right? Are you with me on this?
Yes.
All right, so here's what happens. Let's say that you got Goofball over there. What's that guy's name again? Chucky?
Up, Chucky. Sure.
Hi, Up, Chucky. All right, listen. Chuck says, you know what? We're going to shut down the Senate, Donald, if you don't come aboard and do what we tell you. All right, wise guy. I think the president should just mock Chucky and absolutely say, shut down the Senate, my friend. Go ahead and make my day. So Chucky shuts down the Senate. Donald defunds them and doesn't pay them. And then what happens is Chuck babbles. Donald says, we're going to move forward with our agenda. House, get deliver for me. The House passes all kinds of legislative pieces, one issue at a time, does it all correctly, up, down votes, clear as a bell, transparent as could be. And then Donald signs them. I know you can't sign them because they're not complete, but now you say to the Senate, you're not coming to the table. Since you guys aren't doing your jobs now, senators, we're going to sue you. You're under contract to come to work, and we're going to sue you. The White House is going to sue the senators that won't come to work. And then what Donald says after he mocks them and ridicules them and puts so much of our agenda on the table for discussions, you blame the Senate and the Democrats for shutting down government. You continue to carry out the constitutional requirements and the legitimate services of government. You let the rest just languish because it's actually saving us just billions of dollars every day. And then what Donald does is he finally, after he mocks them enough and ridicules them enough and promotes and shows the agenda as clear as it could possibly be of who's for government and the proper role of limited government, who's really sabotaging the system, etc. Then what Donald does is he says, now that I'm president, I am going to force you guys to come back to work. This is a national emergency. I and the historical reality that other presidents have done this, I'm going to step in and demand you come and sit down at the table and work with me. Couldn't Donald do every bit of that, Kurt? Couldn't he just laugh and mock Chucky for being a goofball?
Sure wouldn't be the first time he'd mocked somebody.
Yeah, but Donald's never gone that far. He's never let Chucky shut down the government and mocked him while doing so. And this could be an epic day for Donald's agenda. Donald, I hope your staff is listening. Because I'm telling you, that is a brilliant idea and it would save your presidency from sabotage. The American people would love the reality TV show on the nightly liberal news. What would these liberals do? I'm just catering to Chucky. I'm just helping Chuck out with his agenda there. You guys say that I should cross the aisle and help out, you know, Democratic causes, and I'm all too willing to oblige. And, you know, what's all the mainstream liberals going to do with that, Kurt? Democrats must meet demands or face Senate shutdown. Shut it down, Chuck. Anyway, anything to add to my idea, Kurt? I think it's an epic idea, personally.
You know, there's so many good things that could be done, and it seems like, you know, one of the things that we covered recently where Trump had basically just said, hey, we're going to, the president's just going to put the information they want out on their website, and, you know, then people can go there almost a la Twitter, you know, like you could follow, and then you could hear it straight from, you know, him, instead of having to hear it through the, you know, filters, if you will.
That'd be phenomenal, Kurt.
Yeah.
Now,
I mean, new media taking center stage.
So Donald did something else phenomenal. Did you hear about it, Kurt?
Yeah.
Donald signed another executive order.
All right.
And now, I'm not for executive order. I'm not for ruling by executive order. But what I am for is reversing belligerent executive orders and policies that have never been properly voted on or put in place. In other words, the Trump administration is reversing the Barack administration's abuse of religious groups for a long time. And so I'm okay with executive orders to stop the abuses that were never authorized in the first place, if that makes sense. Because you don't need legislation to unwind legislation that never was. Do you see what I'm talking about? So when it's done by fiat, when it's done by a president without authority, when it's done by a government agency without authority or whatever, it's a regulatory mishap, then I'm for executive orders to unwind and stop that. Well, anyway, religious leaders around the country are now praising President Donald Trump and the latest executive order issued by the president that allows church leaders to take political positions without government sanction. It also protects people from being persecuted for exercising their religious beliefs in their businesses, Kurt. What do you think of all that?
Wow.
I mean, does it get better than that? Now, atheists and liberals and others are getting ready to file legal challenges.
Yeah, well, that's got to be done. I mean, you know, this is America, you know.
But with Neil Gorsuch on the Supreme Court, they say there's a great chance that the First Amendment will be declared live and real and actionable again, Kurt.
Wow. The First Amendment? The whole freedom of speech thing where, like, for example, I can list so many examples of this, but, you know, it's amazing to me how so many big companies with huge assets are just bullied by bureaucrats.
Can I name a couple?
And they just go on and on and on, don't they?
Yeah. Can you say Chick-fil-A?
Oh, yeah. You know, Hobby Lobby.
Can you say Hobby Lobby?
You can say Zango, Nu Skin. You can just list off companies by the dozens. So what they do is they start, many of them, in America, you know, where we, quote, have freedom of speech, the land of, you know, opportunity and all that stuff. And then as soon as they get going pretty good, because, hey, some Americans respond to the whole idea of, you know, freedom of speech, before you know it, the bureaucrat steps in and says, look, if you guys say this or this or this, we're going to shut you down. And all of a sudden, the company just kind of goes, oh, okay, I guess we're going out of the country. You know, they still have an American presence, but man, is it like a skeleton around here. We see it so many times, Sam.
Amen. And that's the whole reason that this is critical, because Donald Trump signed an executive order unwinding the Barack Obama administration's hostility towards religion, Kurt, and said, you know what, back off.
Yep.
Churches and pastors and leaders, they can have opinions on politics and opinions on things that relate to morality. Because, see, I don't believe there's anything really political, Kurt. Everything is a moral question.
Yeah.
Okay, politics is just the way that I try to, you know, make my viewpoints acceptable and your viewpoints unacceptable to people. But the truth is, it's all based on moral ethics, moral code, moral imperatives, and a priority of governing values and moral relevance or importance and etc. All right. Well, anyway, I bring that up because Donald has reversed that, and I think he deserves a lot of praise for it. Kurt, he really does. We can say that he didn't accomplish as much as we'd like in the first 100 days, and that's all true too. I think we need to be fair to discuss those things, but we also need to be fair about this. And Donald Trump has really moved towards religious viewpoints, really protecting religion here, going far to stop the agenda of these, in my opinion, haters, Kurt, who hate God, hate Christ, hate religion. Well, we stand with God, family, and country. We love the ability for Americans to worship how, where, or what they may. We believe in religious, time-honored values. So there you have it. All right, Governor Greg Abbott's in the news, Kurt. He's the governor of Texas, right?
He is. I guess
he signed into law a bill banning sanctuary cities, sir. Did you see this?
Whoa. There you go. Poor old Texas. They're not going to be too, popular with the Hollywood crowd, huh, Sam?
Well, let's talk about this, because I don't really think it's a bill banning sanctuary cities, Kurt.
That's what the headline reads.
Yeah. What it really is banning the funding of illegality and the unwillingness to obey and uphold the law, sir.
Imagine that.
Look, we're not going to put money towards illegal behavior and activities. We're also not going to let government look the other way. There are laws on the books, and you must, you know what, uphold the law in government. You can't just ignore the laws you don't want to obey. So, I mean, I appreciate that they're saying Greg Abbott of Texas signed into law a bill banning sanctuary cities, but I don't see how you ban a city. What they're banning is the behavior, the illegality in the city, Kurt. So the headline ought to be rewritten: Governor Abbott stands with the proper rule of law. What do you think, Kurt? The ACLU is melting down and fighting the law.
I think this Governor Abbott's going to be, you know, trying to move up the political system, you know, if he keeps up stuff like this. Don't you think, Sam?
Yeah, he might actually just get put in the Trump administration somewhere.
Yeah, or else, you know, an upcoming presidential opportunity for him, you know.
Yeah, then we'll have to let our buddy Steve, what's that guy's name? He was a former congressman from Texas. What's that guy's name?
Oh, man. Stockman.
Yeah, Steve Stockman. Have that guy go ahead and be governor. Or let Ron Paul be governor down there in Texas.
That's right. Good
Something
point.
Like that, you know, and get it done. All I can tell you is there's a lot going on in the news, folks, when you think about it. Twitter CEO believing it's important to have transparency and letting people have their First Amendment. President Trump putting together a commission to investigate voter fraud. And Democrats wanting to shut down the Senate. I say let them. Let's just let them have a heyday with that. Religious leaders around the country are praising Donald for his executive order protecting religious viewpoints. I bet those cake bakers that don't want to bake cakes for the gays, Kurt, and promote gay agenda, I bet they're delighted about this executive order that allows people from being persecuted for exercising their beliefs in their businesses. And Governor Greg Abbott doing a great job saying, look, we're not going to allow illegalities in cities in our state. Other states need to take a page out of Governor Greg Abbott's playbook on that one, don't you think, Kurt?
Amen to that, baby.
All right, hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. Please remember to have a God, family, country-style weekend, would you please? Please always remember to protect life, liberty, and property and uphold the limited proper role of government. I would greatly appreciate you doing that for us, folks. By the way, if you want to donate and help us grow our presence in the media, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com. We the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. Will you help? This nation shall endure.